Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Once again, I warmly welcome the Form 6 students throughout the Solomon Islands for this session. And your presenter here with you is myself, Ms. Rachel Garrow. And as I've told you in our previous session, that today we'll be answering the questions. So, first of all, I want you to get your materials ready so that when we do the answering, then you are able to follow through. Are you ready? Now, this is what I will do in this session. Firstly, I will read the question, and then secondly, read the stanza where the answer is from, and then I will give you the answer. Is that okay? Shall we now start? Our first question, question number one. In stanza one, the word rainbows is used. What do you think it means? Now I will read stanza one. God will paint rainbows in the sky, once again for the world and I. Signs that will tell us all is well. Freedom from this grim living hell. As we can hear from stanza one, the answer for number one is, the word rainbows, as used here, is a symbol or a metaphor to remind us about when God promised Noah that he will never again flood the whole earth to destroy everything on earth. So in this poem, the poet is sharing this idea that with God, we can get over this COVID-19 problem, just like Noah and his family were saved from the flood that once destroyed the whole earth. One mark. I repeat the answer. The word rainbows, as used here, is a symbol or a metaphor to remind us about when God promised Noah that he will never again flood the whole earth to destroy everything on it. So, in this poem, the poet is sharing this idea that with God, we can get over this COVID-19 problem, just like Noah and his family were saved from the flood that once destroyed the whole earth. One mark. I will now move on to question two. For stanza two, write down one advantage and one disadvantage effect to people with COVID-19 cases. I will now read stanza two. I know one day the sun will shine, that clouds above will disappear with time. Some won't make the journey home. Some will sadly die all alone. From our reading of stanza two, the answer for question two is, according to stanza two, one advantage is those affected with COVID-19 cases, some recovered from it. But the disadvantage is others die. I repeat, according to stanza two, one advantage is those affected with COVID-19 cases, some recovered from it, but the disadvantage is others die. Now looking at this answer, this is the answer that we get from this stanza. But in the reality that we face, if we look at the examples around the world, a country like PNG, for example, has 8 cases, confirmed cases, but then they recovered. But when we look at the United States of America, more than 1 million people were affected and over 100,000 people died. This helps us to understand the situation the other nations in the world are facing, and also for us to have understanding of what they are going through. I will repeat this answer again. According to stanza two, one disadvantage is those affected with COVID-19 cases. Some recovered from it, but the disadvantage is others die. Question three. Explain the main idea in stanza three in one sentence. I will now do the reading for stanza three. But just like time, all things will pass, for nothing's ever made to last. Then once again, we'll be on our way, when dawn awakes to a bright new day. In this stanza, the main idea in stanza three is, though this COVID-19 virus is affecting people around the world, there will come a time things will get better in the end. I repeat, the main idea in stanza 3 is, though this COVID-19 virus is affecting people around the world, there will come a time things will get better in the end. Question 4. Can you describe what people want to do after the lockdown period is over in one sentence in stanza 4? I will now read stanza 4. The streets will come alive again. Shops will open, buzzing again. But the best moments will be when family and friends meet again. And stanza 4. People cannot wait for the shops to be open to do their shopping as usual, and also to meet up with friends and family members. I repeat, in stanza 4, people cannot wait for the shops to be open to do their shopping as usual, and also to meet up with friends and family members. Question 5. Listen to the poem read and list one example of an end rhyme. Having looked at this exercise, our previous examples were sky and eye and well and hell. Now, according to question 5, we are asked to listen to stanzas 2 and 3 and pick out an example of an end rhyme. Okay, now I will read stanza 2. Stanza 2, line 5. I know one day the sun will shine. Line 6, dark clouds above will disappear with time. Line 7, some won't make the journey home. And line 8, some will sadly die all alone. For stanza 2, the end rhymes are the words shine and time in lines 5 and 6. And the other example is home and alone in line 7 and 8. Now I will move to stanza 3. But just like time, all things will pass, for nothing's ever made to last. Then once again we'll be on our way, when dawn awakes to a bright new day. For stanza 3, our end rhymes are pass and last of lines 9 and 10, and then the words way and day in lines 11 and 12. I will repeat the answers again. For stanza 2, the end rhymes are shine and time in lines 5 and 6, then home and alone in lines 7 and 8. Now in stanza 3, the end rhymes are the words pass and last of lines 9 and 10, then the words way and day in lines 11 and 12. I hope that is clear and you can follow that. Now our last question. In one sentence, write down the main idea of the poem. Now having looked at all the stanzas and having heard the ideas that came from all the stanzas, I think one thing is very clear, that the main idea of the poem is, with God, we can overcome this COVID-19 virus. That is the main idea of the poem. So I will once again repeat that. The answer for question 6 is, the main idea of the poem is, with God, we can overcome the COVID-19 virus. Full stop. Now we have come to the conclusion of this session, and I hope you have enjoyed your poetry study for these 2 sessions. And these materials, they can be easily found at the ministry's website. So just go there to the ministry's website and then see if they're up there and just download it, and you can use it as an extra exercise for you. Or else, if should you need any queries, you can contact Mr. Martin Ruhasia, landline 28803 or 28804 at the ministry. And as it is, this is my last session. I would like to wish you all the best in your study of English. And I also want to encourage you to continue to listen to the programs that will happen after this one. With that, I wish you all the best and Take care.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.